ساعت دیتا رو مشت تست نیستن تاپشین پیدا لید را بیاد کزن
Tour brings, I say every year in Taflamid, that Shabbos lifnei Pesach, Koyrin Oysu Shabbos Hagol. Hashem, the great miracle, the Makkah B'Tayim, Chireim, as everyone knows. Aber von deswegen, all the Mepharshim ask, if you want to make a Zecher for a miracle, why Dafka did Chazal choose to call the Shabbos, Hashem Anes, Shabbos Hagodl, with so many other ways to describe a miracle? Shabbos Anes, why the Shabbos Hagodl? Umbefrak, all the Mepharshim ask, normally you want to commemorate an event that happened, a great event. We always commemorate everything according to the date in the Chodesh, in the month. And here it's not, we don't celebrate, we don't commemorate Yud Nisan, we commemorate Dafka Shabbos. So just to give a hakdom, I'm planning on speaking Shabbos HaGodol about Yachatz, whatever, Lomdus. But Shabbos HaGodol is Gimatria 750, which is Gimatria Matzis Lechem Oini. Pshat is because the whole Yontif, when it's Shabbos HaGodol connected to Matzis Lechem Oini. So every school child knows that Matzis is a symbol of Shiflus and Anova, Hepech of Chometz, which is Gaiva and is Nasus, which is brought in the Yismach Yisrael, brings the Parashas HaChodesh. Therefore it's called Lechem Oini. By eating matzah, the matzah brings into the Eid the mid of hachnuch. Lechem oini, you eat it, you become... Umbechal is brought in the Tefillah Tzaddik, matzah is gimatria miut, 135. Matzah is gimatria anove im oisius, called yoim chag hamatzah hazeh, which is gimatria shval ruach im hakoil. And therefore it's brought in Sforim. Pesach, matzah umor is begimatria, ma'ud, ma'ud, have ishval ruach, to be contrite, to be humble. Three times lechem oini, which is 624, which is exactly the same gimatria as four times kois yayin, is also begimatria, ishval ruach. And three times matzah, which is 405, and four times kois yayin, we said it's 624, together, imakoil is gimatria, shiflus ruach, and v'chayin, v'chayin. To give you one more example, matzah, which is anova, plus mor, which is yisurim, which bring a person to humility, is v'gimatria v'nafshi ka'ofer la'koltia. I can go on, I can get a thousand other dugmois. But the bottom line is that matzah is a symbol of anova, of humility, of contriteness. Be'emes is brought in Sfarim Akdashim, the Chido brings this in Kama Mekoimis, it's brought in Zeraberech. The whole Siba of Golus Mitzrayim was because of Gassi Ruach, people who are arrogant and conceited. Mi'iduch, the Tver Shleimer brings, that the whole Inyan, the Geula Yisrael, reading the Parashat Peshalach, the whole Geula of Chal Yisrael took place in the Schus of humility. And therefore we say every day in Ezra Saviseinu, before Shemini Esther, we say, Mitzrayim Galtonu, Mitzvot B'Disonu, etc., etc. Yamzulam Bakato, Zayin Tibato. Now we continue. Valzoyis Shivku Ahuvim, Vidroimu Lakel. They sang Shira. Zmira Shira Sashibacha, the whole Geshaft. And then you hakarain, in the middle of the story, of the narrative, of the exodus, of the splitting of the sea, that the Abishter is Ram Venisa, Godl Venera, Mashbil Geyim, Ad the Oris, and Ubi Yashvalam Ad Mor. What does that got to do with the narrative of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Says the Tver Shleimer from the Holy Radomsker, Sepshat is that what schus did Yidin leave Mitzrayim? In the schus of humility. And therefore we say, Mitzrayim Galtonu, Mitzvon Pidisonu, Yamsuhun Bakato, but the Yamsuf Yidin reached the Madrega, which we can't begin to understand. Rosa Shivchal Yom, Yosef Mimesha Rosa, the greatest of the Vim. And nevertheless, they sang Zmir Shir Zizbachis in praise, and gratitude, because even though they're unworthy, the Eibishter made him this miracle. And how was this done? Because the Eibishter's Ram v'niso, Magbir Shvalim, Magbir Shvalim, Mashpil Game, Magbir Shvalim, he chops down the haughty, and he picks up those who are humble. And then he says, Moiti Asirim, next words, who does the Eibishter use poida? Dafka the Novim. And therefore, the oina la'amoi, Beshamelov, the oina is gima, is the same letters as the word onov. That whenever a yid needs and he has anova, the Eibishter listens to his tfilas. The same thing you have in Meir. We say bekeya yom lifnei Moshe. The sea split from Moshe Rabbeinu, or the sea split for all shishim ribi of Klal Yisroel. Nervos Moshe is the symbol of anova, v'yish Moshe onov me'oid, and he instilled in Klal Yisroel the koyach of anova. And therefore we say, Deibish told Moshe, Netei yotcha al hayom u'b'ka'eyu, that davcha the schus of Moshe, which is anova, that's what split the sea. Then we say, Zekeli, he pointed Marim Betzboi, Zekeli van ve'yu, Zekeli onu v'omru. Onu is, say, is, could be with different punctuation, is onov. And therefore, Yidin, what did they say? Hashem Yibach Levoah, because you can only be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim through Anov. And therefore, we say V'oynel Am Yisrael, right? The Eibush through Anov, the Eibush answers our Tfilas, as Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud, Tfila Oysamach, so that Tfila has the ability to make a person half, right? And therefore, what he davens, the Eibush will Mekayim. You find later when Moshe Rabbeinu was repeating to the sending messages to the nations, he says the story of the Gula, Vanitzak El Hashem Elikei Aviseinu, we cried out to the God of our forefathers, Vayishma Hashem Es Kulein. Pshat, says the Tiferes Lema, because Yidin were Toila not in their schus, but in the schus of, right? Rashi says Adarav on the word Zek. Says Rashi, Loi ani tchilas akdusha ela muchzekes ve'medesli akdusha ve'likusei alai mimei ovis. Yidin accepted everything that we have comes in the schus of the Mesiras Nefesh of previous generations, and therefore Klal Yisrael davins in the schus ve'nitzek alikei aviseinu. And therefore, says the Chidah, he adds that we have a principle in the Gemara which says that toile b'schus atzmei, toile loy b'schus acherim, you toile b'schus acherim, v'nitzek al Hashem alikei aviseinu, because we considered ourselves unworthy, we were humble, and we daven in the schus of our forefathers, therefore v'yishma Hashem es chileinu in our schus. Okay, the Nakuda is, it's brought in Yisbach Moshe, that the Hashros Hashchina on a person is the Fi'erech Hizanova. Asher Alkein, the greater you are, the greater Anova is demanded. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says, Hill said, Shiflusi, my Hashpola is my greatness, and my greatness is my Hashpola. You see, the Gemara says, when do you bow down? When in davening? The beginning and end, Tchila v'Seif of Ovis, and Tchila v'Seif of Chodo. Then, says the Gemara of Shurma Pazi, that refers to a Hedyot. Ober Koyin Gadol, he has to bow down at the Seif of every one of the brachos. And the Melech, at the beginning and the end, says Rashi, because the greater you are, the more Anova is demanded. And Fakert also, how do you become great? Dafka through the Anova. It works hand in hand. And therefore you find by the first Besura of the Geula, the Eibishter chooses Moshe. Where was this held? Where did it take place? The Eibishter appeared, the Malach appeared to him, Belibas Eish Mitoich Hasne. The Sne is, as every schoolchild with short trousers knows, is a symbol of shiflus, lowliest of bushes, right? And says the Kedushas Yontif, what are the middle letters of the word Hasneh? Nes. How is a Yid Zeicha to Nisim that the Eibershter listens to his prayers? Dafka is connected to the Anova which comes through the Koyach of Tshuva. Because Tshuva only helps. I've said like 1,001 times. There's a kash at all the Rishonim ask. It's a Kadmonim ask. Mukhal to the Rosh. The principle is if you have an animal and you want to bring it to a korb, and the animal was Nira V'Nitchil. It originally was fit, it was qualified to be a korban, and then for whatever reason it became nidcha. The din is nira v'nidcha, shuvenei nira. You can never use it again. So oibazoi, how could you ever have tshuva? A person become was nira, then it became nidcha. So shuvenei nira, he can't. You, how could you ever reclaim this person? He's lost his permanent. He did a permanent job. So the Gemara answers because seifa behema l'shchita. The seifa behema goes lamisa. It's going to die, so it's finished. It's all over. Masha ain't kein a person, the tchias hameisim, right? And it's never nira v'nidcha, because sof kol sof, he will be reborn and rejuvenated and renewed. So the whole idea of tshuva works because of tchias hameisim. Are you with me, folks? Yeah? Aber the Gemara says in Soit in the beginning, that person who's a Balgaiva is Ein Aforin Ninur. He won't stand for Tchias HaMesim. Kum Tois, a person who's a Balgaiva, Shuvah won't help. Because by him I would say, Nirav Enidcha, Shuvah Enidir. He's fulfilled. So the whole concept of Shuvah helping is only what? Through Anov. And therefore it's brought in Sforim HaKadoshim. I mean, to Gemara about this. The Gemara says, Mi Kel Kamoicha Over Al Pesha. The Eibershter forgives all of our He forgives all our sins. Says the Gemara, Yochel Lakol, maybe to everybody. Talmud Leimri, the pasuk continues. No. A person who considers himself, I'm Shirayim, I'm leftovers, I'm not worthy. For him, the Eibershter forgives. And therefore, the Gemara says, Tshuva is based on what? Tchias HaMeisim. It's a form of Tchias HaMeisim in Rochnias. Right? Who makes Tchias HaMeisim? It's one of the Gimel Mafteches, not given over to man. Only the Eibershter does it, right? As Gemara says in the beginning of Tainus. L'chura, how will the Eibershter, so everyone asks the Kasha, how will the Eibershter be Chaya HaMeisim? The Eibershter is a Koyin, as throughout the Gemara you find, right? A Koyin can't be Metama. So how will the Eibershter be Metama HaMeisim? Huh? So the Sforim answer, Yidin are considered bonim atam l'shem l'gichem. Right? A koyin could be metameh for seven krivim. That's the standard answer that Chazal give. Shtel zich the kasha, the gikoyin, it's brought down b'shem, the gikoyin, the yoyin. I haven't seen it inside. Will the Sforim bring it b'shem, the gikoyin, the yoyin? Hey, wait a minute. The Eibush is a koyin hedyit. The Eibush is a koyin godl. And a Kohen Gadol, even for the Krovim, he can't be Metam. Brings the Chido in the Sefer Rish David, in the beginning of Parashat Shmos, in the Lagol Shal Pesach, the Chido Kaseder brings this more than many Sforim. B'shem Rabboni Ashkenaz, Ein Echanam, the Eibush, the Be'etzem, is a Kohen Gadol. Ober Mitzad, and V'sonusoy, B'mokem Gadlusi, Shlokal Shbaruch, Sham Ata, Moitzi, and V'sonusoy, the Eibush, the Firtzach, like a Kohen Hedyet, and he's betame for Kal Yisroel. I'll definitely find the famous medrash that Yidin were like, how did the Eva Avarti bear it to Mitzrayim? We say in Dagoda, Aniv Limalach, Aniv, the Eibush Bechoydiv Atzmei comes, Eretz Mitzrayim is a land of Ervas Ha'ore, it's a land of Zuham of Tumah. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even daven in the middle of the city, which is Molei Gevul. Hello? How did the Eibush Bechoydiv Atzmei come to redeem Kal Yisroel? The cloud Bnei Yisrael compared to be Truma. The Eibush are Kohen. So the Eibush, I'm willing to be Metam at this time, and then be Metar, I'll be to save my Truma, which has fallen in the Beis HaKvoros. When, say this form, when is the Eibush the Machshiv himself? Like a Kohen Hedi, not a Kohen Gadol. Dafke midik and aganid, the midish of the moidid, by moidid and loy, you fear tzuch like an onov, and therefore the Eibush the fear tzuch like a Kohen Hedi. And that's why tshuva helps, because the Eibush doesn't feel like a melech, Rav Niso. He feels like a tatan, Av Shemachal Kvedai, Kvedei Mochel, as the Gemara says in the Siyum of Mitzach Yuma, Omer Rekiv Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miatem Metar, Mimetar Eschem, Avichem Shema, Dafka Tate. When does the Abish act to us like a father, not like a melech? Dafka, when we act, Bifchinas Ben, and we act towards him, Bandov. Kumtuis, that on the 10th of Nisan, Shabbos HaGodol, there's two in Yonam that simultaneously are happening here. Number one, it's the Shabbos before Pesach, and Shabbos Mekar HaBracha, and the Zohar says, Shabbos, my name is Baruch and Kuli Yoimin. The Brach of all the future events in the week, Kam B'Schus, the Mokar is Shabbos. This Shabbos in particular, the Eibishter had a mitzvah, Mishchu Chu, Mishchu Yidechem HaVei Dezor, Chu Lechem Tzoyin, and you tie it up to the Kari Amita, etc., etc., etc. Yeah? And that's the idea of tshuva. Hello? How does tshuva help? Only mitzad anova. So it says in Sforim, the Gemara says, kola mizgoa ki ilu oivet avay dezor. Gemara says it also. Why is, by the way, there, I've said this many times, why is gaiva like avay dezor, which is called who is also? Because in the beginning of the Bria, the Eibishter said, na'ase odom. Na'ase loshen rabim. Why they said loshen rabim? So you could learn it in two ways. If you're an erlich person, na'ase as Chazal say, the Eibishter wanted to teach us the midah of anova, that the gadol is nimlach because the Eibishter asked the Ben Shemayel, the Malach, Ram Elion, etc. You know what the meaning of that pikursim, the kafrim, the oivdei avay dezor, learn na'ase odom. T'charai rachmon al zandish nei rishuyas. So if you learn the message of Anovo, therefore it says Nasa Odom, Sigit, there's only one Abishur. As you don't learn the message of Anovo, is Al Korchach, how do you learn Pshat Nasa Odom? The Shem Rishut, the Charai, you're an Oved Avei Dezor. And now you have a mitzvah of what? Mishchu, Yidechem Avei Dezor. So that can only be done through what? Through to Tshuva. And Tshuva is based on what? Anovo. Right? And therefore you understand why this Shabbos is the Mekor Kol HaBrachos for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? There's a fascinating Yalkut in Parashas Bereishis, the original Medrash Avkir. Pili Plois. If I was to ask a simple Jew on the street, Pashati, what is the beginning of Chamish Shechum Shiteir? Which Pasuk? You would say, a simple Pashati would say what? Bereishis Baro Likim. Say Chazal. It's like, if Chazal would say it, you couldn't make this up. You know? The beginning of the Torah Be'emes is Eile told us a Shemayim Va'ores Bibor. Norvos, Ein Muktun Wukhar Ba'Torah. The Abish switched around whatever, and instead of having that pulse of Eile told us a Shemayim Va'ores Biborum, he put at the beginning Eile Bereishis Baro Likim. Why? So a Koyin shouldn't say, I started the Torah. I read the first pasuk. I got the aliyah. Ich bin agrisa yachsen, agrisa banshak, or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Comes along the parashas drochu from the Mishnah Melech Gewalt. Says why taka did the Eibishter make it in muktum mochar b'Torah? What's the difference? What's the meaning? Because here the pasuk says Eile told us Shemayim va'ores bi'borim. What the hemshach pasuk? B'yoyim asois havaya elikim eretz v'shamoyim. Who made eretz v'shamoyim? Havaya, midas harachmim. Elikim, midas hadin. That's the shit of midas harachmim. Right? But why is this possible at the beginning of the Torah? So you shouldn't be so haughty and so arrogant. Whatever. So you never know where the start is. You don't know the real start. That should have been this whole thing. So you, but you, therefore the Torah we have starts what? Bereishis. Boro Elikim, which is Midas Adin. So a guy who is an Onov and Shval Berech, he's not Mizgoa. For him, he knows the Torah should, because we don't want to be Gaiva. So it's Tzar Torah, so the Iker is why Eile Tel Shvayim Varoth Bi Boro, Bi Yoyim Asois, Havai Elikim. So he's Mishtatif, Midas Harachmim, and Midas Adin. And that becomes Kiyama Oilam, that's how the world exists. But if you're a Balgaiva, you know what happens. So your Torah starts with what? Bereishis Bara Elikim. So you're a man who destroys the world. Because Midas Adin, Chazal say, if the Eibishter would judge all of us with Midas Adin, we're all finished. We're all goners, right? Therefore, Chazal say, Mitachas Zroyes Oilon, that the kiyum of the world is only in the schus of people who are tachas. A person of Shalberach, he brings the kiyum to the world. Says the Yismach Moshe. Now I understand Chazal say, a person I'm calling is Goya, the world becomes full of anger, of wrath, of the Abishur's anger, right? And therefore I understand, since Tshuva only helps Mitzad, Midas HaRachmim, if you're a Balgaiva, you can't have Tshuva. When that's how he teaches the Sefer Shem Olam, after brings this Parashat Rachim, that's Pshat and Pasuk. V'rom levovcho, you become haughty, arrogant, conceited. Next words. V'shachachto es havaya likecha. Because you're a Balgaiva and your Torah starts with Brazer Berlikim, you've skipped out the havaya, it means Rachim. V'rom levovcho, v'shachachto es havaya likecha. Right? And you'll be a churban in the world. And that's how the Sforim Taitz is brought in Nachlas HaGershuni and Parshat Mishpatim and Meridik. You all know the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Beis. Remember the guy called Yeravim Ben Avot, the Choy Dimar Tzadam? He was no Stam Katlakanya. He was a Derhoyben, a person. You know, like a, whatever. What? He was a great person. Achia Shiloni. He went with the Baal Shem. So the Eibishter said to the Eibishter, he took hold of his garment, whatever that means, right? And he said to Yeravam, Chazor b'chod, I want you to do tshuva. V'ani v'atu ben yishay netayel b'gan Eden. You know what it means? The Eibishter, netayel b'gan Eden with the Eibishter, unbelievable. To which Yeravam asks, mi b'roish, ben yishay b'roish. Oy bazoi, I ain't going. I'd rather he'd be here in my Gehenim over here, or whatever, my Kelbula, right? Than to be in Gan Eden with the Eibishter if Ben Yishay is first. Ask the Sefer Nachlas HaGershuni, hello. Sigate on the Eibishter that Yeravam is a Choyt Yomachti, Havad. Hello, he caused Churban to Kal Yisro. 10 tribes lost, right? It's very negate. He wanted to do tshuva. So why was the Eibishter so makbid that because, whatever, Ben Yishet Biberol, might have come in, hello, you spilled some with cotton, the cleaner cotton, right? So then you're of him, Berosh. The whole, you sinned. You could do tshuva. The Eibishter is nice in Yad LaPoishim. Or Bervos, tshuva only helps me tzad anova. The minute you ask me, Berosh, then the Shari tshuva on Ninul, because you can't do tshuva, because tshuva only helps me tzad anova, as we explained. So a person who cares, why does tshuva help? Why does the Eibishter misnayik the midas harachmim? Because he doesn't want tashchosus ha'olam. He cares about kiyum ha'olam. But a person about gaiva uproots the kiyum ha'olam because for him there's only midas hadin brachos baralikim, right? And therefore the Eibishter, you don't care about kiyum ha'olam. I don't care about your kiyum. It's like measure for measure. Okay. Kumt ois that dafke through anova, which is matzah, the beginning of matzah, when is mamshich hashros hashchina and all the brachas begashmi zubaruchnis which come with it, and that's why matzah is mevatel dinim, etc., etc. There's a pasuk which says zivche elikim. How do you break elikim midas hadin? Dafke through contrite, dafke through midas harach. Now you could begin to understand, and it's not my own vort, I've never said an original vort in my entire life. Why is the Shabbos, which is the Shabbos of Mishchu Chu, the bitl of the gaiva of Mitzrayim, the klipa of Mitzrayim, why is it called Shabbos HaGodl, to commemorate the miracle of Lamake Mitzrayim, Bifchireim, all the, whatever, Shabbos HaGodl? Because it says in Zohar HaKadosh, famous line, famous quotation everyone uses, man di iuzeir irav, man di irav iuzeir. Someone who's big, he's small. And someone who's small, he is truly big. Imagine you're in Mitzrayim. And you have your chosid of Moshe Rabbeinu, Raya Mehemna, the greatest human being ever lived. Balsach, Moshe Rabbeinu is my Rebbe. I'm a Moshe Rabbeinu chassid. And I've seen with my own eyes, and at the moment we've gone through 9 plagues. And you saw each one was a gilu likus gewalt, right? You do halzach mamish. I see in front of my eyes, gewalt. I see a likus. And suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu, your Rebbe, tells you, hello, Charlie, mishchu chu yedeichem avedazor. You're so shakua in the nemtesh aritumah of Mitzrayim, that you got to do, you want to get out of here? Do tshuva. For what kind of tshuva? From Avodah Zarah. Hello? Do you know what you feel like? You feel like 2 cents. You feel like a sotza brochen. And that's a brochenkeit, that anova, that was the mishchul chu, that brought the klal Yisrael their godless. So says Reb Nosson, Geshetner, Lahir, Nosson, there's an initiative for it. You want to see a Gilui Likus? There's a gewaldige Wort, the Amunus Moshe, from the Alexander Rebbe. Meridika Meisa. Everyone knows the Kodesh Sur Magid was Kodesh Kodosh. Shrochem Yimal. He's like a holiest of all. After the Estalkos of the Kodesh Sur Magid, so his Chsidim, is those who were Dovuk in him, didn't know where to go. He only had his one son. And the son was known as an Amoritz. Person never learned, never said a Dvar Torah in his life. They need a Rebbe. Where to go? So they decided, took a Chabura of the Chavraya, the Hoibana mentioned, and they decided they're going to go to the Chuyz in Lublin to ask him, where do we go from here? So they hire an Agol, and they're going from Kozhnitz to Lublin, and Ramushla, the son of the Kozhnitz Magid, who is this ignorant person, no one ever heard a peep from him, a word from him, he begged Tachnunim, could he join with? They were like, this is even a mention, like, you know, Anshimailu, and this simple Amoritz, okay, if you sit at the back of the Agola, we'll let you join in this whole, back of the bus, fine. He says, there. So on the way, they were like, you didn't want to have a L'chaim, whatever. So one of the guys had a chamtso. He said, everybody got to say a Dvar Torah. And if you don't say a Dvar Torah, you got to provide l'chaim for the chevrayim. Thinking that Moshe is an Amoritz, he won't be able to come up with anything. Asher Alkein, he'll provide the mashke, we'll say l'chaim, and we'll rejoice going to the chuyz. Anyway, everyone said their little shikul Dvar Torah, go to the back of the bus, they ask Moshe, no, l'meheren epis. Suddenly, he first time in his life, he said something, a vort, right? And he says, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Kuf Lamed Ches, Ki Rom Hashem v'shofel yira, v'gavoyim yimech agir. Ki Rom Hashem, the Eivishter, the Reimus of Hashem is in Lishai. Aber who could appreciate the Reimus of Hashem? V'shofel yira. Someone who's contrite. He sees Godless, he sees Elikus. V'gavoyah. You only know the Eibushim far, far away. And Hema Roke, where does this come to him? As a vort, wow, they were shocked. Anyway, they come to Lublin, they go into the Chuyz, a couple of them, to show them, and everyone walks in, piles in, because they're all like, you know. And Moshe is standing by the door. He's ashamed to go in. The Chuyz scans the crowd, looks at all the Chassidim, and he stands up and he goes to the door, Shalom Aleichem Kosher Tzor Magid. Anyone who's ever read this form of Moshe Kosher Tzor, Mamish, like awesome, it's like mind-boggling, it's like, that's my, right? But he was a humble person, whatever, he was Dafka, a Nister at that moment in life, for whatever reason, right? But the Vort is how, says the Alexander Rebbe, how do you come to appreciate Godless Hashem? Shuffle here. Dafka the Rimus Hashem is found in a person who is a shuffle. And therefore this Neutitzus of the Ur of Pesach came Dafka, the Godless Hashem came Dafka on the Shabbos before. And he adds, the Gemara says in Chulun, Dapetes, Omar Rava, Vitame Rabbi Yochanan, Godl Hanemar, B'Moshev Aaron, Yosim Hashemar B'Avram Avin. Greater, because by Avraham Avinu it says Vanoichi Ofer Veifer. I'm dirt, I'm ashes, but I'm it's something tangible. By Mishnah Aaron it says v'nachnu mo gur nishabegur. Right. So what it says the Amunus Mishnah? What expression the Chazal to use? Godol hanemar b'mishvar. Is the Chareya anova is emesa godless mandi yuzeir irav. Therefore, this Shabbos is called what? Shabbos hagod. I still haven't. That's why. The godless of the Shabbos is dafka danov. That's the preparation for Pesach. And as we explained before, the whole yontif of Pesach is the matzah, chagamatzah, which is shiflus from the center. Why, though, is it connected to Shabbos as opposed to the 10th of Nisan? So the Kol Yankiv, the Parshas Masi, the author of the Malay Arayim, says, I'm already divorced. Shabbos Kodesh, by definition, is Goyrim Anov, Kiyadua. Shabbos, scramble the letters, you get the word boishes. Shame. Right? And therefore, he attaches the pasuk, Vayisu mimora, Vayachnu beilima. A person goes away from Mora, from Sror and Moros, right? Vayachnu beilima, he realizes, Kelima, who am I, Klape, the being of Ma, Klape the Ebish. Therefore, you find there's a Medrash plea, which everyone calls again, there's a whole swarm written on the subject. The Medrash says that, the Marishin, Poga Bekayin, he met his son Kayin. He asked him, Manasseh b'dincha, what happened to you after you murdered your brother? Asisi tshuva in his peshart. The halacha, as the mission went, it's a peach upon him, he says, kach, kuycha shal tshuva v'anila yadati. And he started saying, Omar, mizmer shirli yam Shabbos. What does mizmer shirli yam Shabbos got to do with asisi tshuva in his pesharti? What's going on here? No, we said before, the kuycha of tshuva comes mitzad anov. Right? I know. Where does Anova come from? Where the Koyach of Anova? Shabbos, Ayusius, Boishes. Right? Now, the Gemara says, if a person wants to be Meshabeach the Eibishter, he's a Shoyte, right? Why is that? Say this for Makdashim. Why can't you be Meshabeach the Eibishter as much as you want? Because then that comes up, come to is that I, Koretz Michoimir, Tipasrucha, have the ability to Meshabeach the Beir Melech Malchay Amloch Makadosh Baruch. Rama Kol Rama. That doesn't make any sense. You can only be Meshabeach the Eibishter that Anashik Nesak Deilu and Mesakin. Otherwise it's Gai V'mamish. Right? Aber on Shabbos, with Shabbos, in Yevanovo, therefore by Shabbos, what does the Pasuk say? Toiv, Toiv is Hashem, Lezabrin, because Shabbos is Anova, there's no Shash of Gai V'mamish. And that's in fact in another medrash plia Chazal say the Eibusha told Klal Yisrael im atem meshamer mes haShabbos atem nichlosim laoretz. If you keep Shabbos, you'll go. You'll be there to Eretz Yisrael. If not, you don't go in. What does Shabbos do with Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael Chazal say Eretz Yisrael is gavoya mikol harotz. Who gets any gavoya gadlus? Only someone who's humble. Where does humility anova come from? Shabbos, as we just said. Hello. If you have Shabbos, Boishas, then you come to the Madrega of Eretz. Like it says in Pasuk, we did call it, say, Toiva Oretz. It says 1,000 times. Ma'oid, ma'oid. Where else do you have the expression, ma'oid, ma'oid? Ma'oid, ma'oid, Evishvalruch. It's a Pasuk in Tillim. Vanovim Yishor. Dafka to be Zuchat Eretz Yisrael is only through the Midah of Anov. Right? That's also Pshat, the Chazal, the Seven Zohar HaKadosh. That Shabbos is Shmod de Kuchabrichu. Why is Shabbos, what does it got to do with the Shema of the Eibishter? What do you know about the Shema of Ayin, the Shema of Etzim? Classical Kliyokar in the end of Parshas Yisroi, in Parshas Miketz, you all know, of all the letters in the Aleph base, the smallest gimachi of the Milui, Aleph is 111, Aleph Lamed Pei. Beis, Beis Yutop, 412, etc., etc. The three smallest letters in the Aleph phase is Yud, K, and Vav. Right? Therefore, he says, the Kliyokar adds, how many words are there in the Aseres HaDibros? Akev, 172. Humility. What comes right at the end of Parshas Akev, the last Pasuk? Mizbeach Adom Matasali, which is similar to humility. Lisalim Amailus al Mizbechi. Hello? The humility. After Aseres HaDibros, Akev, Anova, Yiras Hashem, the Iker is what?
Yeah.
Lefizeh, I understand why Shabbos HaGodol became the introduction to what? The Mekor HaBracha for Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was Mitzrayim? Pari is like the paradigm of a Bav Gaiva. Li'ori v'ani asisani, right? What Yidin are b'ni b'chor Yisrael, a b'chor of Kedusha, Mitzrayim was the b'chor of Klipa, of Tumah. Right? By the way, what was their mazel? Tle. Tle is the Rosh mazel of Nisan, of all mazolis. Right? The idea of the Shechita of the Korban Pesach is the idea of what? Bittl of the Gaiva. What happened to Mitzrayim? You know, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tsar of Mitzrayim, you know what happened to him? Everyone, every nation has a guardian angel. Right? What happened to the Tsar of Mitzrayim? Dead. Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meisos Vasayom. What? The Tsar of Mitzrayim. By the way, everyone asked the Shaila. They're running. The Mitzrayim Noisei Acharei. Right? The Mitzrayim running after. Wawa. So Yidden complained. I'm Mibli Ein Kvorim Be Mitzrayim. Hello. Like you saw a miracle. Where's your Apsapishkol Amuna? Hello. So it says in Sforim HaKadosh, because they saw the Tsar, not only Mitzrayim, the cavalry, they saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim running after them. And what did the Tsar of Mitzrayim after Yetzias Mitzrayim look like? He's dead. His name is Duma. He becomes the Tsar of Mesim. If you see the Malach HaMavis, the guy who's in charge of death, running after you, you get a bit of a Shrek, no? You get a... By the way, what happened? After that, Mitzrayim will always be an Umar Shvela, never... Who took over the just derech agav? Mashkiach says who took over the role of Mitzrayim as the source of conceit and arrogance and gaiva in the world? Right after Kriyas Yamzah, what happened? Vayovei Amalek, right? And therefore, Sar Shel Mitzrayim is Gimachia Reishis Goyim Amalek. He took over the job. Hello. By the way, just to throw in an aside before I begin the shir, just the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, right? How many plagues did it take to destroy the Klipa of Mitzrayim? 10. The Rosh Tevis, the 10 Makkas, you may remember from last year on Passover. The Tzach Adash Bachav, which is Gematria 501. Which is Gematria Mazel Mitzrayim Tle. It took the 10 plagues to get rid of the Bechor, the whatever. Which, by the way, hello? 501, right, is also Gematria. Take a guess. Yishma'elim, which is our goal, is the goal is Achrim, and therefore, by the way, Leil his Kaddish Chag Pesach is Gematria Golus Yishmol, as we discussed every week for the last 6 months. Golus Yishmol is, and you destroy it through. Yeah. Oh, you give up. Which, by the way, just Derech Agav is connected to this week's parsha. Just to put a mention for the poor parsha, always gets overlooked. Shabbos ago, Parshas Mitzrayim is Gematria of a Chol Hei Mitzrayim Es Shvatim and Hashem, which is Gematria Gomol Shofon Arneves and Chazir, which is Dal Golius. And again, this is Parshas destroyed, and therefore the Paftir is Hini Anuichi Shleilchem Es Elia, which is Gematria Anuichi Hoyrig Es Bincha Bechirech. And if you want to know, not only a Yishmal, but we said before that the last Golus when Edom, when the White House, all these. Shlek suddenly join up with Yishmael, right? They're from Matzah, Moror, and Kairach is Gimatria, Esav, and Yishmael. We're not, okay. You with me? Okay. So the point is, just an introduction, is that the whole Yisuit of the Seder, one of the first things you do at the Seder is a mitzvah called, I'm not going to explain the Lomdus, the Arambam, we talk for hours about it. But we begin the Seder with a mitzvah called, a custom called Yachatz, which in the Rambam Seder didn't happen. You break the middle matzah. Hello? What is the Gematria of matzah? 135. So you got to break 135 into 2. But 135 is an odd number for those who are mathematically alive. You can't break it into 2. How would you break the matzah 135 into 68 and 67? Very good. 67 is what? Which word? Bina? Yeah? You know your three matzahs. You could have Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, Chachma Bina Das. How can you do it? Let's say, which matzah do you break? Leminageinu. The middle matzah. So middle matzah is Bino. Bina is Libo, the heart. It is a famous word I say all the time from Aaron Agod, Aaron Kaliner. There's nothing as wholesome as a broken Jewish heart. Ulevava Yovin, Vishav, Virofele, you break your heart, that is the shlemus of a heart, and therefore Vishav Virofele, therefore matzah is called Michlud Dasvasa, matzah heals. I always tell people, and they have a medical issue, eat a lot of matzah. Right? Because Zivche Likim, you want to break dinim, is Ruach Nishbara, etc., etc. And therefore it brings, matzah brings all brachas and atzlof. The famous bar from the Shemach Sardik of Vision, it's the Murray, the Gavart, they said, Magbiim Esa Kaira. You pick up the Kaira. How do you spell Kaira? Anyone alive? Kuf, Ayin, Reish, Hey. Put the letters after Kaira. After a Kuf comes a Reish. Right? After an Ayin comes a Pei. After a Reish comes a Shin. After a Hey comes a Vav. What do you got? Scramble the letters. Use a bit of Seichel. No. Shofar. What do you know about Shofar? Hello? First of all, Lev Nishbor Ima Koilim is Gimatria Shofar. Shofar is the idea of Trua. Trua as a part to Ruyim B'Shevet Barzel, to break. So you break. You know the famous story, I've said it like 1,000 times here at Pesach. The Rechayim was about to blow Shofar. So he put on his kittel, or Shana, he put on his kittel, right? And he goes up there. You can imagine it's like a Malach Hashem. So he's about to blow Shofar with Al Kavon. And he had a little Enoch, like 3-4 years old, of Chunah, of Kalashitz. Grew up to be great Rebbe. And the last time he saw his Zaydi wearing a kittel was by the Pesach Seder. And he saw him now holding the Shofar. You know what's going on here. They're too young to know what Shofar is, right? He said, Zaydi gate Essen Karpas. The Rechaim said, it's gerecht, a little yingle, is right. Karpas is in the Indian of Bittel, of Minadom, whatever. And that's the Indian of Shofar, Lev Nishbur, Vinitre. Right? I'm not gonna have time. But the idea of matzah is because Sarah Hatzileni, Rosh Davis, the matzah breaks all the dinim. Therefore you break the middle matzah, the Yitzchak, which is dinim, the Levi, which is dinim. Right? Okay, I have no time to. There's a pasuk in there's a pasuk which says, Peleg Elikim Mole Mayim. You divide Elikim full of water. Hello? What's the gematria of Elikim? What? 86. If you divide Elikim in two, what do you got? 43. What is 43? Gam. 43. Or Toiv Havaya. Toiv, 17. Havaya, 26. 43. What does that mean? When a person realizes that Achman al-Tan Yidin, we all ask for Chsodin B'Teva Nirvanim. But people, unfortunately, the world is meducha b'yisurim, b'geshem, b'ruach, in every kav, b'klalu, b'prat, etc. Our avoida is to have a lev nishbur v'nitcha, and to realize that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you're eating a taka d'rachmono, in Pesach Seder, and that hakora, that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that gufa is mamtik dinim, and it divides Elikim into two, which is the soid of the fellow, the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva. His name was Nochum Ish Gamzu. His mam tikvur is through Gam. And Toiv Havaya. Therefore the pasuk says, Gam Hashem, Yitin HaToiv, Toiv and Havaya. V'artzeinu Yitin Yivula. That's Plag Elikim, Molei Mayim. Mayim is a symbol of what? Chesed. Right, Gam. By the way, how many Hazos the Kohen Gadol do in Yom Kippur? 43. Hello. Yeah. Now, the famous in the Shalom in the Akdamah to Shalom Shuvah is called Arier. The Moir the Gevort, the Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. We say in the pasuk says, Ki Toiv Hashem Lo'elam Chazdi. What's the gematria of Shem Avaya? 26. But with Misper Cotton. That means Yud Kei Vav Kei. Instead of Yud being 10, you cut out the 0, 1. So, what? Yud Kei Vav Kei. The misprokot. 70. Toif. So the Baal Shem Tov taught, it's important, told us in Parshas Noach, when Shema Vaya is Bizgalus, you see the good, the Chsodim Benitmit. When things are concealed, Bizgasya, then the Gimatri is Toiv. But a person has to know, Ki Toiv, even when it's a time of Toiv, Hester, is also, the Abishur is there. Once you realize that, you're Mamtik Aladinim, and you bring Chsodim B'Toiv and Nirav, and then you come to the Mili of Shema Vaya, which is 70, the highest is 72, which is Gimatria Chesed. Therefore, we break the middle matzah. The smaller part we use for what? For the mitzvah of matzah. No, you know, for matzah. That's toiv. And we say, hey, lachma, anya. At the moment, right? Or the bigger part we use for afikoyman, which is al-shema osid, when there'll be, the Abish's name will be shalom. And that's also, I have no time to elaborate, that's why you break the... matzah has to be broken. Okay, lechem ayin, right? What is afikoyman? Why do you eat afikoyman from the prusa? L'chur afikoyman, I'm not talking about the gezayit that we eat with mahadir. We have two gezayis from afikoyman. One is connected to matzah, which is eaten with... But Karman Pesach, what does it got to do with a prusa? Hello? What is the gematria of Pesach? 100 what? 148. And if you would divide 148 into 2, what would you get? 74. What is 74? I knew that also. You all know the letters before Elohim. Before an Aleph, there's no Tibur. Aleph. Before a Lamed is a Chof. Before a Hey is a Dalet. Before a Yud is a Tes. And before a Mem is a Mem. So Ach Tadab, right? Which is Gematria 74. When anyone knows the secrets of Lag BaOmer will know Galed, whatever. And it's more the famous ideas. But Imakoil is 75, which is Gematria Bitochen. You break when a person knows there's an Abish to everywhere. Hello? That is the shame of Bitochen, and that's Mamtik Shem Elikim. And therefore, even Elikim, the current Pesach part, is also eaten what? From a prusa, from broken. And if I had the time, which I don't, I would explain to you Gevaldigen and Flois in the two parts, just to go. We break the matzah into two. 68 is Gematria Chayim. 67 is Gematria Toivim. I got no time to elaborate, but just the Nakuda is that a person has to know that we pray on Pesach, we eat the matzah, etc., etc. We should be Zoychet, the Chayim Toivim, the Gashmias, the Beruchnias, the Abish shall help him. Which is the milui of matzah mem tzadik hey is bemilui is gimatria ketz. Which is the achilas matzah is gimatria yushalayim. Which is the prekias onach bipumar yevosach. Which is to eat current Pesach in Yushalayim erakodesh with Melech HaMashiach.